This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Thrilled to have Helen Flynn join us today. And before I have Helen talk, I want to share three new properties we just put on the market. One is in Bethesda on Grosvenor Place. It's a really beautiful three-bedroom, two-full-bath corner unit with a balcony and sun on both sides of the condo. Updated kitchen, great views from the 14th floor, and it's just a short walk to the Grosvenor Metro. This is in the low 400s at 10401 Grosvenor Place, apartment 1401. And that is as active as of just a few days ago. So more information on that. It does have a reserved parking spot that's ideally located next to the elevator. Looking for simplicity and convenience, that's a good opportunity. Secondly, 6140 Stonehenge Place in Rockville. It's actually North Bethesda. It's 775, a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath brick front townhouse, walking distance to White Flint Metro, Pike and Rose, and directly across the street from the JCC. Hardwoods on the main floor, deck as well as a lower-level paver patio, new windows, doors, roof, and woods behind. And lastly, single family in Potomac for $950. Single family Pulte built on Falls Chapel Way just came on the market last week. That property is $950 and is to die for. Gorgeous inside and out. Feeds the Wooten School cluster. New ones coming up next week. We'll talk about those when we get there. Helen Flynn, thank you. By the way, find out more information on all of our listings at ericstewartgroup.com. She is the goddess of real estate. Helen, you are the brand ambassador for our senior solutions. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Eric. I liked goddess better.
I think, unfortunately, once I do that, I'm sort of then, I'm going to be subservient to everything you say, right?
So what else is new? All right, we're rolling this morning.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I work with a lot of people who are doing the downsizing with a plan of purchasing another house. So it's not really a lateral move, but it's a smaller house of fairly significant value. And what I'm finding with the inventory being low, that folks want to get a sense of what's out there and what they can buy, and they stumble across the perfect house. And then it becomes, oh my goodness, I haven't listed mine yet. What am I going to do to put an offer in? And of course, everyone's situation is different, and people don't expect that they'll find that perfect house right away. They think it's going to take a year or two, but I often see that happen, and then it's a very stressful process from there on. And I have lenders, as we all do, that can help people in these situations. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. Some people might want to get an equity line on their house before they put it on the market to sell. It depends on how quickly their house might sell. It depends on the price range and their own financial situation. They may be able to borrow from assets, from retirement funds, etc. There are many different ways of doing it, some of which may be just temporary solutions until they sell their house, but it's something that takes thought and professional guidance and exploration to figure out what the best plan is. And you don't want to be doing that when the house that you fell in love with is about to go under contract with someone else. So if you're in that position, even if you haven't gotten to the point of, I think I want to put my house on, if you're like me and many others out there, as soon as that bug hits you, you start looking. And you may not have that intention of buying for a year, but if that house comes up, you're going to want to buy that house. So just a thought for those that are in that situation. And for any buyers, get your financing in place ahead of time.
Helen, let's just bring to our audience a particular scenario of where you and I are working together in helping one couple specifically who live in the Great Falls area. Mm-hmm. And they are looking to move closer in to something that has a first floor master bedroom, and they're in a gorgeous single family home, beautiful lot, fabulous house altogether, stunning and gorgeous. And they're going through the process of evaluating whether or not they want to buy a single family home that has that kind of one level living arrangement for the next 10 to 15 years of their life. And they're also considering the possibility of moving to a retirement community. So in coming out, we're not just there to talk about how much their home is worth, but as seniors real estate specialists with a very complete knowledge of all of the retirement communities, we were able to introduce them, in this case, to one of the communities called the Mather, which is being built now in Tyson's Corner. And Christina Perret, who's going to be on a future show, she runs the Mather. We are trying to help our clients figure out what's best for them. And it may not be buying a house.
Exactly.
Right? It may be that they're better off to just rent or maybe go to a retirement community where they can have that consistency of life that they want to have, but let go of a lot of the responsibilities of maintenance and care. We can have a serious and sincere conversation with you. If you're listening, you're thinking, well, God, that's me. We really don't know what we want to do. We just know that kind of raising the white flag here. I think it's about time for us to surrender this house that we're in. And but we don't know when the time is. It might be 2-3 years from now, but it almost could be next year or it could be this year. If that's you listening to this and you had ringing a bell for you and you're thinking, yeah, that's us. We probably could use that kind of advice. I encourage you to call and ask for Helen. Helen's got a background in licensed clinical social work, so she's the perfect person to talk to. She's got all the knowledge and skill and capability of not just listening, but also the adept skills as a real estate agent with 17 plus years in the business now.
There's several options out there that people don't have any clue that exist. It's not as narrow as it may seem to you at home, sitting there thinking, well, either I go to a community or I go to a condo. There are so many possibilities in between, including townhomes that may be several levels but have an elevator. Carriage homes, places in River Creek, for example, in Loudoun County, where you think of it as being all of these very large homes, but there are many that are built specifically for the mature buyer who doesn't want the lawn maintenance, who doesn't want 4, 5, 6 bedrooms, and wants a first floor master. So there are several of those opportunities out there. And there are hidden gems, too, that what I do with my people in this situation is we communicate by email or Zoom, and they explore different areas. Then they do a drive-by and see if it resonates with them. Mm-hmm. Then we begin to look at them. So it can take as long as you want, or sometimes that's when the perfect house hits you when you least expect it. But there's so many possibilities that I'd hate to see someone make that move, say, I've got to go from this big house to a condo, when that's another move down the line. It's not the next move. And they're going to feel very confined and smothered in that small area, because we're not used to that anymore.
To Helen's point, and we'll close with this because we're just about out of time. We listen to what you want and then guide you to what you really want and what will serve you and tell you why you shouldn't consider things that you may have thought you should in order to help you avoid pitfalls that you may not know are around the corner. If that's of interest to you, contact us today, toll free 800-900-9104 at the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster, and ask for Helen or ask for me. We'll help you out. Also go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on everything that we do. We've run out of time, so that's it. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The Beacon Newspaper's first virtual 50-plus expo, now live at beacon50expo.com, takes place on an easy-to-use, specially designed website, offering free access to speakers on a variety of health and financial topics, 2 dozen classes including exercise, meditation, cooking, and more, entertainers ranging from comedians and singers to Broadway and classical music, plus nearly 100 government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses offering services and products for older adults. So that you'll have time to enjoy and absorb all this information, the expo site will remain available free of charge 24/7 through January 2021. Valuable door prizes are awarded to visitors every week throughout the period. Take a minute now on your home computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone to see what we're offering at beacon50expo.com. That's beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, 50expo.com. And come back again and again to enjoy the speakers, classes, entertainers, and informative exhibits. Again, that's beacon50expo.com, sponsored by Maplewood Park Place of Bethesda and the Maryland Department of Aging.